This is a case that grew out of a tragedy, the 2008 murder of a Federal Way woman. Babs Rosnowski was trying to get her often violent live-in boyfriend, Chan Paul Kim, to move out. He refused. So she filed for an anti-harassment order. But when a police officer served Kim with the order, the officer did not take the required extra step of making sure Rosnowski was safe. She wasn't. Shortly after the visit from police, Kim stabbed Rosnowski to death. Her adult children successfully sued the city of Federal Way, charging that police there were negligent. Now, in a strongly worded opinion, the state Supreme Court has agreed. Lisa Stone is with the Women's Law Center Legal Voice, which filed a friend of the court brief in the case.
The state Supreme Court went so far as to say that it was entirely possible, if not probable, that her murder could have been averted.
Averted, the court noted, if the officer had paid attention to what was written right on the anti-harassment order. It said that Kim was likely to react violently. Lisa Stone says another important aspect of the Supreme Court's ruling is the court's recognition that a victim is most vulnerable at what's called the separation point.
A woman or a man stands a much higher risk of being harmed or killed at that point that the abuser understands he's about to lose control over her.
Reacting to the ruling, the Federal Way Police Department says it's constantly reviewing its policies and practices to improve the safety of people who petition for court orders. Last year in Washington State, 53 people died as a result of domestic violence. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.